Welcome to the Elizabeth Roddick Radio Channel, a radio show dedicated to a better lifestyle for women over 50. Covering tips on health, nutrition, exercise and more, packed with fascinating, interesting and enlightened subjects for all women over 50. And here she is, Elizabeth Roddick.
Hello, Julie. Thank you very much for coming in and speaking to me. Do you mind my asking your age?
I'm 73 years old.
Good. Because the listeners are eager to hear how you've kept yourself looking well and young looking.
No secrets. Everything in moderation. No smoking and the occasional glass of wine.
And do you think looks are important?
Yes, I think looks are very important. I think if you look good, you feel good.
And you were talking earlier about the fact that you really do everything yourself. You don't go for people doing your makeup or anything like that. And I think that's important to you.
Yes, I do everything myself. I do my own nails. I've never been for massages or beauty treatments. And I am very seldom at the hairdresser. I trim. I wear makeup every day. I don't wear eye makeup because it irritates my eyes. My style is classic with modern touches. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be well off to dress well today.
Good. And exercise, again, it's almost like a moderation thing. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Walking?
Walking and badminton every week in the winter and a game of golf occasionally.
And, of course, diet. How does that play a part?
I think diet does play a great part in my life. I never eat after 6 o'clock. I never eat between my meals. I never have carry-outs. I do eat convenience food occasionally. And
we were talking about your sweet tooth.
I don't have such a sweet tooth now that okay. I'm older. And my portions are a lot smaller.
And no snacking between meals.
And no snacking between meals.
Interesting. So what about taking supplements? Do you take supplements?
Yes, I do. I take evening oil of primrose. Uh-huh. And I take a large spoon of cod liver oil every morning. And I take a vitamin D supplement. It's D3, 5,000...
International units. Uh-huh. Yes, well done. Of course, you live in Scotland, you have to take
yes.
vitamin D, so well done.
I do like the sun, but I don't lie in the sun the way I used to. I like prefer to walk in the sun.
Okay, and generally about relationships, you've obviously got grandchildren, you've got your children that live near you.
Yes.
Is that important?
Very important. I have one daughter and I have one son, and I have three grandchildren. They're 20, 16 and 7. And I've always engaged with my grandchildren, always listened to their stories, listened to their slang, listened to their gossip. And
they keep you young.
They keep me young.
And generally, I think from what I've heard, it's all about moderation with you. I think it's very important that not eating after 6 o'clock. We could probably all learn from that.
Yes, I think it's very important because, and I'm glad that I don't feel hungry. I think if I felt hungry, because I know a lot of people out of boredom would go and, I'm not saying I'm not bored, but I would probably just go and have a glass of water rather
okay.
than a glass of wine.
Are there a few things you just want to say at the end, Julie, to help our listeners out there?
Yes. I never look back because I'm not going in that direction. Mm-hmm. I accept what is and I let go of what was and I have faith in what will be.
It's very profound.
I worked in the bank and occasionally pensioners meet up. And I always remember meeting a pensioner, she was 80. Mm. And 20 years ago she had been called through to Edinburgh to discuss the retirement. It was about banking and health and their money matters. And the doctor told her then the two things to remember was to walk every day and empty your bowels.
There you are.
So perhaps we can learn from that.
Listen, thanks very much, Julie. It's been great speaking with you. And we've actually learned a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There are three things I think we learn from Julie. First of all, not eating processed foods. Processed foods, those that we buy packaged from the supermarket or so-called fast foods, generally contain more fat and more sugar. And the fat is sometimes alien fat to our body, for example, trans fatty acids. A substance that's formed when food is cooked at high temperature is acrylamide. Carbohydrate-rich foods and foods that are heated to above 120 degrees, that's roasting, frying, baking, all contain acrylamide. So boiling or eating food raw is so much better. It doesn't result in acrylamide entering the body. Also, with some processed foods, like processed meats, there's definitely an increased risk of colon cancer. So I think not eating processed foods is a good tip. Number two was not eating after 6 o'clock. Now, certainly in terms of suffering indigestion, it's much preferred to eat earlier. Just the physical lying down after a heavy meal can result in acid reflux. But there is, interestingly, some research suggesting muscle protein synthesis takes place when food is consumed late at night, but it must be nutritionally dense food. That means maybe fresh food and maybe raw food. And thirdly, supplementing. Julie was taking cod liver oil. Now that contains omega-3 as well as fat-soluble vitamins A and D. And even although it contains vitamin D, I noticed she was also taking the vitamin D supplement and also evening primrose oil. Evening primrose oil used to be used on the NHS in the UK. It used to be used for pain in the breast. And it was found that there wasn't really enough evidence to suggest that it worked, and it was taken off. But generally, evening primrose oil is quite a good oil to take. But I'm certainly a believer in omega-3 and vitamin D, if you've read any of my other products. So, once again, three things we learnt from Julie.
If you've got any questions that you'd love to hear the answer to, let Elizabeth know. We hope you've enjoyed today's session. If you want more right now, go to www.erqualitylifesystem.com.